I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio with South Carolina Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Nearly 16,000 children are diagnosed with cancer each year in the United States. To talk about new and improved treatments for pediatric cancer is Dr. Michelle Hudspeth, Division Chief for Pediatric Hematology Oncology at MUSC Children's Hospital. Dr. Hudspeth, how many children in South Carolina are diagnosed with cancer each year?
Our best estimates are about 150 to 200 children each year are diagnosed in the state of South Carolina with childhood cancer.
And tell us some of the significant advances for treating childhood cancer.
There is a particular cancer called neuroblastoma, which is particular to childhood and unfortunately has been one of the most difficult cancers to treat. But I'm really pleased to tell you today that just in the last month, the FDA has approved a medication for neuroblastoma called Unituxin. And you may be shocked to find out that this drug is actually only the third drug in the last 20 years or so to be approved by the FDA specifically for childhood cancer. And it's really shocking to most of us. There are only three drugs out there specifically developed for childhood cancer. But we are thrilled that it finally did reach approval. And we were one of the sites that were participating in the clinical trials regarding this drug. Dr. Jackie Karabeka, one of my colleagues, has the only lab in the state that's dedicated to childhood cancer research, and she focuses primarily on neuroblastoma. And we have seen with the addition of this drug and other supportive care measures that for the high-risk neuroblastoma patients, they've gone from a 15% survival or so up now to about 50%. Obviously, our goal is to get to 100%, but this is just in my training period and in my career, we've seen the significant improvement.
So this is really big news.
It is, absolutely. And even to go a step further, so obviously it's exciting to have a new drug, but this is really a different approach to cancer as well. So this drug is an antibody. It's targeted towards some special signals on the outside of the neuroblastoma cancer cells and then helps, with the addition of a few other medicines, harness the body's immune system to help rid residual tumor cells. And so we really are excited to see that this form of immune therapy is really becoming a significant approach in the war against cancer.
And will you begin using this treatment immediately?
Oh, and we have been. So we've been using it as part of a clinical trial. And now we're excited that it really will be available to all children. So we have a lot of experience using it, and we're thrilled that it has its indication to go on and help other children.
What else has happened in recent years in terms of improvements for treating other kinds of childhood cancers?
Sure. So one of the latest things that we're seeing, again, getting back to this idea of harnessing the immune system to also help us fight cancer. And so what we're seeing in the field of leukemia is something called CAR T cells. And so that's not a Chevy or a Ford. The CAR stands for chimeric antigen receptor. And these are basically engineered T cells. So they are made specifically to bind with markers on leukemia cells. And in that way, you join the T cell, which is a very important warrior in the immune system, to then fight against the leukemia cells. And it's really been startling the effects that have been seen. Right now, these therapies are only available in a few centers that have the cell engineering capabilities. And so what we hope, what the next step is to take these therapies and make them deliverable to sites all across the U.S., and we certainly hope to be part of that. But we really have been able to see in the U.S. some substantial, amazing accomplishments with children with some very refractory leukemia.
Dr. Hudspeth, thank you so much for providing this update about pediatric cancer treatments.
Thank you very much.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio.